Hey guys, welcome to an instant reaction podcast to the NCAA tournament draw. Iowa State just got. The Cyclones are a 5 seed in the Midwest, and we'll take on Nevada, the Wolfpack, on Thursday in Milwaukee. Our tournament coverage this year brought to you by our friends at AgriGold. They know corn. If you listened to last night's reaction podcast, I apologize. I really don't have much of a voice. I've come down with something here over the last couple of days, so I'm trying to keep it a little bit quiet here. I'm at my home office in Bondurant. Rob Gray is with the team right now. He'll have complete coverage of their reaction to the draw. Right now I know that Brent Bloom is also working on a preview. His initial thoughts on the matchup against Nevada, and I'm not going to come on here and act like I know a ton about them yet. I don't. I know that they just won the Mountain West Conference tournament over the weekend. I believe 28-6 overall, so a very good basketball team out of the Mountain West. And of course, the 5-12 draw is always tricky. Is traditionally a lot of upsets in that spot. I just want to look at things in a bigger picture right here. First of all, I was maybe one of the few people who didn't want Iowa State to go to Milwaukee. And the only reason I say that is because of the fact that there's so many guys on the team from there. Deontay, Matt, Donovan, Bowie. You know, there's so many. It could be a heavy dose of distractions. You'd like to think that this group is mature enough and old enough to combat that. We'll see. I hope that they are. I think that they are. I was kind of hoping that they would end up somewhere in Indianapolis or somewhere like that, potentially. What's really interesting about this, and obviously a lot of basketball needs to be played, but it's possible that Iowa State and Kansas could meet up in the Sweet 16 in the Sprint Center in Kansas City, which would be absolutely incredible. Now, again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that is, I think any basketball fan in the Midwest looks at this bracket and that's the first thing you think. Now, Kansas has an interesting route to get there as well, as they face the winner of Miami, who Iowa State beat in November, and also Michigan State, who obviously that's a Tom Izzo, Bill Self potential matchup in the round of 32. That's very intriguing. Something about Purdue and Iowa State, the tournament committee really wants to see these two teams play. Of course, that was a possibility last year in Denver. It did not happen as Purdue was upset by Arkansas Little Rock. This year, Purdue gets Vermont in that 4-13 game, and Iowa State, Nevada would take on the winner of that. I'm not crazy about the Purdue matchup. It seems I've seen Purdue play quite a few times. Obviously, they're in the Big Ten Conference, the Big Ten regular season champs. Swanigan is a beast, and he will be a major problem for Iowa State down low. However, you know, Purdue's got to be able to run with Iowa State as well. I'm not crazy about that matchup, but it could also be it could be a tough way for them to match up with Iowa State on the other way, clearly. Some other thoughts as I look at the bracket in the Midwest, Oklahoma State being a 10 seed is pretty incredible. I'm not even arguing with it. I'm just saying that I think Oklahoma State's a really good team. We've seen them a lot. That 7-10 Oklahoma State-Michigan game in the Midwest, that's going to be an incredible basketball game. Michigan obviously playing really well this weekend in Washington, D.C. That was a lot of fun. Congrats to former Iowa State assistant coach T.J. Otzelberger. He's a 16 seed and will take on Gonzaga. I made a joke on Twitter that Otz is going to be the first head coach to lead a 16 over a 1. That's obviously was kidding around on that, but nonetheless, congrats to him. The other tie with Nevada is Hollis Cook transferred there. I don't think that Hollis has been playing. He had the heart condition, but he's still with that roster. So that's a reunion of sorts for Iowa State and one of their former teammates in Hollis Cook. Overall, I don't know. The fact that Iowa State bumped up to the 5 line, I call it a good draw in that sense. Winning the Big 12 tournament did pay off. Most people had them on the 6 line heading into Kansas City. So Iowa State helped out its situation there. When you consider, you know, if you're a 6 in the Midwest, like Creighton is, former head coach at Iowa State, Greg McDermott, they get Rhode Island. And Rhode Island's a team who was in a lot of preseason top 25s. So that you did help yourself there if you're Iowa State with that matchup. We're going to have a ton of stuff for you guys in the coming hours, in the coming days. I'll be heading to Milwaukee on Tuesday. And I know that Adam Gray is looking into potentially doing a Cyclone Fanatic bus trip to Milwaukee. So keep an eye out for that. Perhaps you'd be interested. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsor, AgriGold. Have a great Sunday night.